Parshas Noah. There was a very big tzaddik named Noach. Noach obeyed everything Hashem said and did many good deeds. Hashem liked Noach very much, more than all the other people in the world. Noach's neighbors were bad, wicked people. They did not listen to Hashem and did many things bad. Noach's neighbors used to steal, and they taught their children to steal too. The children would go to the marketplace and stand in the fruit stand.
You wanna buy?
Apples,
pears,
cherries here.
Watermelons,
A lot of tomatoes, tomatoes
and stuff here.
The woman selling apples, she would call out to them cheerfully.
Hello, children. Have you come to buy apples?
Each child would then take an apple, eat it quickly, and then run away.
Hey, children!
The woman would cry.
You didn't pay for the apples! Oh, we didn't come to buy apples,
the wicked children shouted.
Yeah, we each took only one apple to taste.
And the woman was left without any apples. Hashem said to Noach, I am going to punish all these bad people. I will punish them with a mabul, a very strong rain. All the bad people will die. The houses and trees will all fall down and break apart. I want you to build for yourself a teva, an ark, so that you will be safe. So Noach got to work right away and spent many days building a big ark made of wood. Every day, his neighbors watched as he worked. And they asked him,
Hey, what are you building, Noach?
I am building a teva, he answered.
A teva? What for?
So Noach told them, Soon, Hashem will bring a flood, and all the bad people will die. They laughed. They didn't believe him at all. The wicked people did not do tshuva. They continued to behave badly. Noach's teva had three floors. On the first floor, he kept food and set aside some space for garbage. The second floor was for all the animals. And the third floor was for Noach and his family. Noach brought all the different kinds of animals into the teva. Giraffes and bears, lions, tigers, cows, sheep, and even birds. Finally, Noach and his sons went into the teva, and the door shut behind them. When the wicked people saw that Noach had gone into the teva, they wanted to break it. So Hashem sent tigers and bears to guard the teva, and they would bite anyone who tried to come close.
Uh-oh, what's that coming over there? It's the lion!
Get out of here!
Suddenly, it began to rain. At first, the rain was not very strong. But it became stronger and stronger. Until it became so strong that if you could imagine the strongest rain that you have ever seen, this was even stronger. A lot of water gushed out from the earth too. Water ruined all the pretty flowers. It destroyed the trees and the fields, the gardens, and even the houses. All the animals drowned in the water. And all the bad people, they died. There was so much water that it covered the whole earth. And you couldn't even see the tallest mountain. Only the teva floated above the water with Noach, his family, and all the animals safely inside. Throughout the mabul, Noach worked hard, giving the animals food and drink, and making sure no one starved. Bananas for the monkeys. The cows just loved the hay. This kept Noach busy every single day. But what did the chameleon like to eat? Noach had no clue. He tried to give it meat, fruit and vegetables too. Straw it wouldn't touch. Though it was getting very hungry. Milk it didn't even like too much. And by now it was pretty angry. One day, Noya cut open a pomegranate. That's right, you heard correct, a pomegranate. And out crawled a worm. He was on his way to throw it out when he heard the chameleon shout,
I'll eat that worm. It's the perfect food.
It ate the worm up, and it was in a great mood. From then on, Noach knew the problem was solved. He knew what to do. So the chameleon did not need to starve. On the other side, a lion was waiting.
Where is Noach already? Oh, how irritating! Doesn't he know I haven't time to wait? My stomach is rumbling from 7:45.
But Noach was busy. He wasn't just resting. He was making sure the others were eating. When he got to the lion and gave him his food, the lion bit his foot. What an angry mood.
How dare you be late with my meal again?
But Noach didn't hear. His foot was in such pain. And from that very day, his limp never went away. Finally, after many days, the rain stopped. The earth dried up, and Noach was able to leave the ark. The first thing that he did was to thank Hashem for saving him and his family. Hashem saw that the flood had ruined everything. There were no houses, no trees, no flowers. Only the animals that were in the teva had been saved, and Noach and his sons and their families were also the only people alive. Hashem then promised, I will never again make a mabul. If people will not listen to me, I will show them a big, colorful rainbow in the sky. This will remind them of the terrible mabul and be a sign that they should do tshuva. There was a man named Terach who had a new baby boy. He called the baby Avram. When Avram was 3 years old, he went outside and he looked at the world around him. He saw so many tall trees, pretty flowers, the earth and the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars. He wondered, who made all this? Who created this wonderful world?
Don't you know?
Answered the people.
Why, idols created the world.
But Avram knew it couldn't be. Don't say such funny things to me. An idol's just a doll made of wood and stone. It can't even eat or walk on its own. What are you trying to tell me? It can't create a world so grand. Explain it to me, 'cause I don't understand. Avram then looked up at the sky and saw the sun shining down. Oh, he thought, maybe it's the sun that created the world. So Avram davened to the sun. When night came along, the sun disappeared. So Avram knew that the sun could not have created the world. Then Avram saw the moon and the stars shining above. I know, he thought. The moon must be king of the world, and the stars are its servants. But then morning came. The moon and stars disappeared. And Avram knew right there and then that it could not have been the moon. Created the world. He knew that whoever had created the world would surely not go away. Finally, Avram realized that it was Hashem who had created the world.
It must be Hashem in the heavens up high. I know now it's true. It's surely no lie. Hashem created me, and Hashem created you. He created the whole world, and the things in it too.
Avram's father, Terach, had a shop where in it he sold many different kinds of idols. Big ones, small ones, idols made of wood, idols made of stone. One day, Terach came to Avram and said,
I must go away for a while. Please go to the shop and sell idols for me to the people who want to buy.
An old lady walked into the shop carrying a basket full of fresh, warm food.
I came to feed the idols,
she said to Avram. Avram couldn't believe it. He tried to explain to the lady that an idol is not real and can't do anything.
Oh, surely you must see that such a thing can't be. An idol's just a doll made of wood or stone. It can't even eat or walk on its own.
So, what do you say?
The lady wanted to know.
Oh, well, who do you think created the world?
It must be Hashem in the heavens up high. I know it's true. It's surely no lie. Hashem created me, and Hashem created you. He created the whole world and all things in it too.
The lady listened to what Avram said and then left the shop. Along came an old man who wanted to buy an idol that would protect him.
What happened to the idol that you had before? Avram asked him.
Well, at night, robbers broke into my house and they stole my idol,
the man answered.
Well, if the idol can't protect itself, Avram said to the man, how do you think it can watch over you?
Good question.
An idol's just a doll made of stone or wood. Surely it can't watch over you. Do you really think it could?
So who do you think created the world?
The old man wanted to know.
It must be Hashem, in the heavens up high. I know it's true. It's surely no lie. Hashem created me, and Hashem created you. He created the whole world and all the things in it too.
The old man listened to what Avram said and then left the shop. During the day, many people came in to buy idols. And Avram explained to each one that an idol is just a doll that can't do anything. He also made them realize that it was Hashem who had created the world. The people listened to Avram and changed their minds about buying idols. Avram then took an axe and broke all the idols. Except the biggest one. Then he put the axe into the hand of the big idol. Then, when his father came back, he could not believe his eyes.
Avram!
He called.
I told you to take care of the idols. Who broke these idols? Who broke them?
Don't you see the axe in the big idol's hand?
Avram answered.
Well, that idol was angry at all the smaller idols, so he broke them all with that axe.
When Terech heard that, he was so angry.
Avram, what you say surely cannot be. An idol can't do anything, don't you see?
Avram was not afraid, and he said aloud,
if you say an idol can't do anything, then how can you say that an idol created the world?
Terach went to the evil King Nimrod, and he told him that Avram had smashed his idols. Nimrod was very angry, and he called out,
Avram must be punished! Prepare big fire and let me know when you're finished. We'll throw Avram in. He really deserves it. He did such a terrible thing. I still can't believe it.
Nimrod's servants threw Avram into the fire. But Hashem performed a miracle and made the fire cold. Everyone watched as Avram walked around in the fire as if he were in a beautiful garden. Whoever was there had no doubt. They finally knew what the world was all about. They realized that Avram was right and not wrong. And from then on, they joined his song.
It must be Hashem in the heavens up high. We know that it's true. It's surely no lie. Hashem created me, and Hashem created you. He created the whole world and all the things in it too.